Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music, and this is episode 213.
Here we are.
Here we are.
In the 213.
In the 213, that's right, yeah. In true gangster fashion. So, okay, well, you know, top of the show business as usual before we get into today's topic.
What do you got?
Well, here's the monthly roundup of games, game roundup, been playing and stuff. Baba Is You. This is a new game. I'm playing it on the Switch. Gabe, you played a little bit of it.
Yes.
It's a puzzle game, and it's pretty dang hard, I gotta say. And, but it's very clever, very innovative, and, it's a good game. But, man, it's kind of frustrating because I've almost 100%ed it. I mean, I've beaten almost every single level, and there's over 200 levels in the game, and I've spent 150 hours on the game.
Dang.
20 hours, 20 of those hours were spent on one puzzle alone that I still have not figured out. And because of that, I can't 100% the game because I just don't.
150?
Yeah, 150 hours and 20 hours of 20 of those hours on this one puzzle that I can't figure out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I just, if I can figure that out, I can 100% the game, I think. But yeah, I mean, I pretty much have beaten every other puzzle. There's one puzzle I can't get to because I have to beat that one first. But other than that, yeah. So anyway, just yeah. But it's a pretty cool game. But man, this one puzzle, I just don't know how to do it. It seems totally unsolvable to me, and yet I have a friend who beat it very quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know what I'm not seeing or how. I don't know what I can't. I'm just, I don't know. I have no idea how to do it. But anyway, so Baba Is You. But I think it's a cool game, though. It's a cool puzzle game. It's very, like I said, it's really an innovative game.
Yeah, very unique.
And, and actually, some of the music's not bad, too, actually.
No, it's good. Yeah.
If we do another Beyond 16-bit episode, I'll probably play a track from it.
Sure.
So, anyway, another game that I've played recently is Katana Zero. Did you finish that yet?
I haven't actually even really got into it yet.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, no.
Answer it.
Answer, well, I don't, it's not really answerable.
Hit the green button.
Oh, okay, we'll see. See what happens here. I guess we can just cut this out, I guess. Or we can leave it in.
Rob's FaceTiming.
Yeah. How do we do this? Let me try this. Hopefully.
You don't know how to use an iPhone, right?
Well, this is an iPad, I think, right?
Right.
This is
same idea.
No.
I don't know where the
So you're not familiar with the inner workings of the
pad. Well, I know how to work a D-pad, but an iPad.
And a power pad, you know how to work.
And a power pad. I know how to work on a Wait, here, try calling me again. Here it is.
There you go. He
man, that was the whole
Okay.
Situation. Well, that was a whole situation.
Then. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Should we leave that in? Or was that exciting to the listeners? I guess we'll find out.
A little behind the scenes.
Leave a comment in the comments, a comment section if you enjoyed that, if you enjoyed that that portion of the show.
Or we can put it on the 2019 blooper reel.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, Katana Zero. Yeah, pretty cool game. It's pretty dark, and there's a lot of swearing in it. So it's kind of an adult game.
It's very violent, right? Lots of blood.
Very violent.
Yeah.
A lot of blood. Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of, aesthetically, of like the Hotline Miami games. Like
yeah, very, you said
very,
that.
Very quick and kind of 80s VHS kind of looking stuff.
Right? Yeah, there's an 80s VHS look.
I like the first Hotline a lot.
Yeah, I never played that, but but this is isn't that an overhead view?
Yeah.
So this is a side view of this game, and some of it kind of reminds me of computer games a little bit too, kind of. But yeah, Katana Zero. A interesting story, and like I said, it's kind of a dark story, mm-hmm. kind of a somewhat disturbing story as well, actually. But it was a cool game though. Enjoyed it. Yeah, it was actually really cool. Really cool game. Yeah.
Short too, right?
Yeah, and that was actually another nice thing about it is
that's
that
why I wanted to play.
I liked that. I mean, I didn't spend 150 hours on this game. I did spend probably about 10 hours on it, but.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like 3 hours or something.
It's four. I think it's 4 to 6 for most people, but I take long on games.
Right.
So, and by the way, my friend who beat that puzzle that I couldn't beat in Baba Is You, mm-hmm. she's spent half the, I think around 75 hours on the game, and she's pretty much at the same point as me.
Jeez.
So, I'm slow. I'm a slow worker, you know? And that's why Katana Zero took me around 10 hours.
I'm slow too, so yeah.
But there's some secrets in the game. I didn't find all the secrets in the game. I did find a couple secrets, but I didn't find all of them. But anyway, I did replay a lot of the levels because I was trying to look for some of the secrets. Mm-hmm. But so it probably took me shorter. It probably took me maybe 8 hours or something like that, or maybe I don't know. Anyway, I also played this game for the Famicom that we've heard music from on the podcast before called Bananan. Uiji no Daiboken. It was released in Germany also as the Banana Prince. And I've always felt like I couldn't play this game because there's this quiz question element to it that where you need to know Japanese to do it. And there's a timer too, so you can't even translate it. But I had a friend translate for me the questions, but she had some trouble with it herself because it was in hiragana. Wait, hiragana? That's what is that the name of the alphabet or the character set?
I don't know.
There's katakana, kanji, yeah. And hiragana.
There's katakana and hiragana.
Hiragana, okay.
I didn't know that.
And so it's, I guess hiragana is the, that's the first character set you learn apparently, but I guess when the whole entire sentence or something like that is hiragana, it's harder to, I don't know, it's harder to read, I guess. So she was having trouble.
Hiragana today, hiragana tomorrow.
That's right. It was hard. And so she had trouble doing that within the time limit. But then something happened and I realized that there was a design sort of flaw in the game, which is that every time you reset the game, the questions start, that they're given to you in the same order. And so, but through trial and error, even without the translator, I was able to, just figure out the answers, mm-hmm. to all the questions. And,
you found an exploit.
Yeah. And it allowed me to get the true ending to the game. So I mean, you can beat the game without answering all the questions, but, you don't get the true ending.
Sure.
So I got the true ending cause I had all the answers. I had through trial and error, figured out the 40 of the first 40 questions, the answers to them, and then but I actually only needed about 20. So anyway, do you ever want to play that game? You can play that game and I've got the answers.
Sure.
So let me know if you want to play that game in Japanese. I've got the answers to the quiz questions. So anyway,
and how's the German version different? Like the sprites are different.
Sprites are different for the German version, and the questions are a little different too, I think. Yeah. The question answers are different too. I mean, numbers or whatever. Okay, so that's about it. Have you been playing anything, Rob?
NBA Jam.
Really?
Tournament edition.
I was gonna say TE or not.
Have you been playing that with people?
Yes, yes, because it's the NBA finals. The playoffs and the finals have been happening, so I have a copy of it. So we get down on Street Fighter 2 in the barbershop, but people also really like NBA Jam. And it's just really funny to play. That game it's fun. It's a fun game.
Of course, classic.
It's what sports should be.
Yeah, yeah. And that almost segues to today's topic, but I just wanted to mention a couple other things too. Just about Faxanadu, you know, we talked about it last month.
Faxanadu,
exactly. Stefan, says, he wrote a good comment, I thought. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was very, very good point.
He made a good point. I like the point. Unfortunately, there's a counter to it, unfortunately, but I like his point, and I'm going to read his comment right now on the microphone right now. Okay. His comment goes, I think the X pronunciation of Faxanadu can be defended because there are some Greek roots that have a silent letter when they appear at the beginning of English words, but then the silent letter comes to life in other words where the root has a prefix before it. Like the silent P in pneumonia is pronounced apnea, and the silent M in mnemonic is pronounced in amnesia. So the X could be said to have a silent K sound in Xanadu that comes to its full glory when prefixed in Faxanadu. Okay, so the counter, unfortunately, though, is in Japanese, it is pronounced Faxanadu, and it's also supposed to be, I think you mentioned this too, a combination of Xanadu and Famicom. Yeah. So it's Famicom mixed with Xanadu, so it's Faxanadu.
How do you know for sure?
Well, I read about that.
Sure, yeah.
So,
and Xanadu, not like the movie, but like it's like a series on the Famicom, right?
No, that's correct too. There's a Xanadu that right. came out before this. Mm-hmm.
It's a computer MSX
game
or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's a computer game, Xanadu. So it's.
Oh, maybe it's like a port of that.
I don't think it's a port though, but I think it's part of the same series. So Xanadu came out and it's pronounced Xanadu, and then this one came out on Famicom, so it's Famicom Xanadu, Faxanadu. So it would seem as though it is pronounced Faxanadu.
Famoxanadu would be better.
Right. But anyway, so Faxanadu or whatever, that's probably that's probably the correct way, I'm sorry to say.
I'm glad I brought it up.
So I don't know. Is there anything else that anyone wants to mention before we get into this?
Yeah, I need to address something here.
Okay.
Also from the last episode. So I wonder if you can put on that first track.
Yes.
Did I ask you
yes,
to?
Yes. Hold on a second.
I know what's up.
One segundo. El segundo here. Hold on. El segundo here. I think. Hold on a second. Wait, is it this one or the other one?
That's the one. That's okay. The one I'm talking about. So, user Ed commented about my kindergarten diploma and graduation rant. Writing, I got a little upset when you guys bashed kindergarten graduations. My kids both worked really hard on learning their lines for the little plays they put on. And they sang songs and celebrated their first year at school. The jump from kindergarten to first grade is a big one. And little ones need to know that their parents are proud of them for what they've done. And I really listened, Ed. I listened. Turn it up. Okay, turn it on. And you know what I realize is I don't think that it's stupid. If I really am going to look at what I said on the last episode, it's not pointless. It's not useless. And my anger is not directed at kindergartners. It's not directed at the graduation ceremony. It's directed at me. Turn it up. Okay, turn it down. Turn it down. Because I am the crying toadstool. And I realize that the reason I feel so strongly is I never got my kindergarten degree. And because everyone else has it, I feel that somehow I've been slighted. And if we want to go even further, this can be seen as jealousy. Envy. Turn it up. Okay. So, I will retract what I said in the last episode. Because what kindergartners accomplish should be celebrated. And I am upset that I was not celebrated. Which is fine. It's okay to admit that. It's okay to say that. As a toadstool, you can say that. And maybe somewhere out there wants to give me an honorary kindergarten degree, I'd be open to that as well.
Well, I was going to say, Rob, I mean, you can always go back to school. You know, and get that kindergarten
but I
diploma.
The problem is I put in the work.
No, I know, I'm just kidding.
I already put in the work. But if someone wants me to speak at a commencement and receive my honorary degree from kindergarten, LMH, hit us up. LexiMusicHour@gmail.com. 281 Sonic 91.
281 Sonic 91.
Which is the perfect segue into the next top of the show business I have.
Okay. One just coincidental thing. The friend of mine who is, you know, beat that puzzle in Baba Zoo that I can't figure out for 20 hours. Mm-hmm. Never mind. She's flying actually across the country to see her kindergartners graduate. Wow. That she used to be a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
You know who flew across to see me move from kindergarten to first grade?
Who? Santa Claus?
Nobody.
Right.
Turn it up. Okay. Well, that's perfect. So I want you to hit that second track now because this is something else people have been asking me about.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Let me get this ready to go here. When do you want me to? How do you want me to play it? How should we do this?
Play it right now. Just play it right now.
Like loud or soft or what?
Soft, just like we were just doing.
Okay.
No. I'm talking about the other track.
Wait, what?
No. The other frog sounding track.
Wait, I thought that was it.
No.
Hold on a second. What the heck?
This is what I'm saying. I think it goes dun 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 dun.
Oh. Okay.
It's Blaster Master.
No, I got it. I didn't get it.
Now we're talking. Very good. We got to have the right music because what I'm about to talk about is something that's been asked a lot. And when you really think about what transpired, man, this is a screwed up situation. And I wouldn't want any other track because what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to shed some light on some things here. Sonic the Hedgehog trailer.
Oh yes,
well, it looks good, right?
I'm so glad you brought this up. But I wanted to ask you about this, and the users want to know too. Actually, yeah.
This is an abomination.
Can't wait.
It's an insult, a travesty, a crime. Even this trailer never should have seen the light of day, and I'm offended. And you know what? I'm hurt. Now, first of all, I knew it was going to go wrong at the beginning of the trailer when the trailer started. Do you remember how the trailer started? I do.
No, go. How does it go?
They put the logo up. They put the Sega logo up, right? Uh-huh. Do you know what was missing?
quality.
The sound that the Sega that.
Yes. Yes. Why would you have the Sega logo without the Sega? Which is, that's iconic. Sega.
Right.
So it makes me think, was Sega even behind this? Is this some kind of hit job? Right? Because I already knew that maybe this is some kind of imposter Sega. Right?
Yeah.
So then we all saw the trailer. Mm-hmm. Sonic looks, it's hideous. What did they do to him? It's already enough. It's not enough that he's not even a major star in his own system anymore. You have to desecrate his image in this movie. He doesn't even look like Sonic, and I know everyone's saying it.
He's got the toot. You've seen the memes, he's got right? lots of toot.
Yeah, where is the toot? The no toot at all. And who even came up with this concept? Was this the writers from The Matrix? Because he moves like Keanu Reeves. Okay, and I know Sonic is fast, but he's not that fast.
Oh yeah, he has like bullet time, that one scene near the end.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about this, right?
He's not that fast.
And yeah, he's fast, he's but not, nobody's that he's not fast. That fast. give me a break. So I'm thinking about this, right? What year is it?
2019.
That's right. What was the date that the Genesis was released in the U.S.?
1989.
Don't you see it? You don't see it.
Wait.
Should be an Altered Beast movie?
30 years later from the...
Yeah, exactly. They should have made an Altered Beast movie instead.
Because right? That was a launch title then.
Listen to me. This was a hit job. They're trying to... This is supposed to be the Sega's comeback year. 30 years later. 3-0. How many Sonic the Hedgehog games were there initially? I'm not talking Spinball or Fumball or Race Olympics.
4.
Sonic Powerlifting, whatever that was.
Powerlifting?
How many Sonic games curling. Were there? Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And... Oh, was there a Sonic the Hedgehog 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Knuckles. Sonic and Knuckles, I guess. Yeah.
Those are all mainline 3. Sonic games. 30. 4.
So...
And 3D Blast.
It's my opinion that this was intentional. A hit job done by Nintendo. Turn it up.
No, I meant...
Whoa.
No, it didn't.
Hit job.
So
that's my...
Oh, so Nintendo, this is Nintendo's behind this.
It could be a joint, you know, Nintendo and Sony were once partners. Do you remember that?
True. Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people don't know that. They were once partners, and there was a quote-unquote falling out. Okay. But now the PlayStation is one of the top-selling consoles? And the PlayStation has... PlayStation has a lot of games coming out later this year. Maybe they want to see a Sonic the Hedgehog movie fail. Because if people start asking about Sonic the Hedgehog, people are not going to... They're going to take the interest is off of the PlayStation. Can't you see? Interest is off of the Nintendo Switch. Sonic is bad for the modern gaming business. People ask too many questions. So I think... They assassinated Sonic in the trailer. Turn it up.
Oh, sorry, I missed that one.
So that's my take.
I thought you were going to say that. Well, you know, Sonic came out in what, 1991, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been almost 30 years, and that the reason Sonic looks like this now is because he's had work done.
No, you got to get those eyes separated.
This is. He's had work done. It hasn't been because he's wanted it. It's been dragged into a warehouse. Been experimented on. It's a travesty.
Well, you know, now they're postponing it the movie to make it look better. That's right. So many people complained.
Yeah, a lot of people complained about the way that Sonic looks. So.
Well, don't be surprised if Sonic never sees the light of day again. That's just, hey, that's all I'm saying right now.
I wonder what they're going to do to try to make him look better.
Well, it's his eyes and his mouth.
But here's the other question. Why is this movie coming out now?
That's the first thing I thought of. And it's made by the Fast and Furious people. Well, I guess it makes sense. He's fast.
Smear job.
Yeah, that is so weird. Like, he doesn't have some huge comeback.
He's fast and everybody else is furious. I mean, all the fans are furious. Yeah.
That is my top of the show business.
Okay, Trevor has some news here.
I just read right now that Elon Musk says hit video game Cuphead will be on the Tesla. Playable on the Tesla.
What video game?
Cuphead.
Weird.
So at least it's not a distracting game you have to pay attention to.
I thought
to.
You were going
to
say something about the new Sonic movie, like, this just in.
Elon Musk is
actually going to get involved with the redesign of Sonic the Hedgehog or something like that, and he's going to make him, I don't know, so I don't know what.
Well, you know, Teslas have, like, games built in. Like, there's...
Really?
Like, really basic arcade kind of games, I don't know. I don't remember, like, Defender or something like
Why
that.
Why Cuphead, I wonder?
Because he says a lot of stuff.
No, but I mean, why did he pick Cuphead of all games? It's a good game, but I, you know.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to take a quick time out. I got to go to the Waterworld real quick. Waterworld, hold on. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, should we keep going while he's at Waterworld?
Sure, yeah. Why the Sonic movie all of a sudden? That's really weird.
It is weird.
There's no, like, big comeback.
I mean, it's not like, I mean, there are Sonic games.
Jim Carrey comeback.
Yeah, classic Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
who looks nothing like.
Wait, who's doing the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog?
Not Jaleel White.
Who did
the cartoon?
Oh, right. Is it Seth Green or something? I think Seth Green, right?
Really?
No, I think so. I think Seth Green is doing the voice of Sonic, right? Is it JT Walsh?
Ben Schwartz?
Oh, no, that's right. It's Ben Schwartz. Yeah, it's Ben Schwartz. Schwartz. Yeah. That's what it is.
That's weird.
That's also weird. I mean, how did that happen? Ben Schwartz?
Yeah, that's weird.
So...
I mean, he's got a good voice for cartoons, I guess.
Well, it's just like, how did that happen, I wonder, you know?
I think it'd be great if they got Jaleel White back doing the cartoons.
I'm back.
We were just talking about who's doing the voice for Sonic, and it's Ben Schwartz, and Jim Carrey is Dr. Robotnik.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not even calling him Dr. Robotnik in the movie. They call him Eggman. Which is his name, duh. But call him Dr. Robotnik, please. All right, I'm getting worked up. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I switched the music so, you know, we can sort of get back on track and think more positively, you know, about...
Let's stop with the conspiracy theories.
Well.
You like in a trailer, though, it says, like, there's, like, a time for, like, a Genesis or something like that.
Oh,
like, you
really?
Know, it's like one of the title cards. It's like, time for, like, a Genesis or something. Uh-huh. Like a rebirth or something.
Right. Well, who knows? Maybe Sega's going to make a comeback and get a new console out soon. What if that happened? That'd be crazy. It just wouldn't happen at this point, though. I mean, they've definitely... Sonic is now a Nintendo figure.
Yeah, they had, like, four consoles in a row fail. Three or four.
Four in a row fail?
Well, if you count Sega CD, 32X, Saturn in America failed.
Well, those are add-ons, though, right?
Right. Okay, Saturn was a failure in America. Only in America. And Dreamcast didn't do that well, I don't think.
So, kind of more
okay.
like
I think
two.
Okay. Okay.
And some add-ons didn't do well, too, I guess. But all right. Well, should we move on to the topic of the episode?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Well, this episode, we will be doing another sports episode. Sports 5, our fifth focus in 9 years or whatever, you know, the fifth focus on sports. I don't know. We did do a golf episode once, and that was kind of a sports episode too, I guess. But
and a wrestling episode.
And a wrestling episode. And actually, speaking of wrestling, I want to say this. I was listening to a lot of old tracks that I hadn't played on previous episodes that were sort of backup tracks for me on previous sports episodes.
Wow.
And I just was thinking it was really hard for me to pick tracks to play, to decide on which tracks to play, and to play some newer tracks that have come to my attention more recently, or, you know, playing some of these old ones I had backed up. And then I kind of was looking into some of the old wrestling tracks that I'd never played, and I kind of was almost thinking maybe we should do another wrestling focus, actually, at one point.
Okay. Hey, I'm into that. I love that idea.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, but I am going to play a wrestling track this episode, so I was thinking, oh, maybe I should have saved that for a wrestling episode, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I'll play it anyway.
You remember how we had this big argument about wrestling wasn't sports?
I mean, I wouldn't say that it was a big argument, but it was a funny little conversation about it, yeah.
Because you didn't think it was sports.
Well, I think we both kind of agree that it's sports entertainment.
But I believe it's sports.
No, you...
No, but I believe now that it's sports.
Oh, you changed your mind however long ago that was.
Well, I think it's because I had some tracks, and then you had said it's sports, not really sports.
Well, no, you know, I think we had this conversation. You can all listen to it. It's episode 72, I think, which is the Sports 2 episode. Yes. Or 76 or 72? 76, I think. 76? Sports 2 is the focus. And it's a good episode. It's actually one of my favorite episodes of all time for the Legacy Music Hour. And you landed on sports entertainment.
What if there was a game that was like Olympic wrestling?
Right. That's just straight sports.
That would be okay.
Straight sports,
well,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you come around and we're playing wrestling tracks and sports episodes.
Yeah, well, I am. And I'm playing pro wrestling.
Good. No, I'm saying good. Good.
So,
I like that. Love it.
I mean, it's sporty, definitely. It's sporty for sure.
Let's do it.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do sports episode, and I'm going to start it off with... This is not an old track for me. This is more recent for me. Power League 2 for the PC Engine. I don't have a composer for this, but the developer is Hudson. And we're going to hear Bases Empty. And from Power League 2 for the PC Engine. This is music from Power League 2 for the PC Engine. This is Bases Empty.
Very, very upbeat.
Yeah, it's a fun track. I love this breakdown section here coming up. Well, kind of, what does it remind me of? Maybe Art of Noise again? I don't know, I always bring that up, but this part right here, coming up right here, is so good. Part's so good right here. That part kind of gets me wanting to clap my hands to it, kind of,
sure,
you know.
Yeah.
And I kind of would like us all to clap our hands to it when that part comes around again. Is that all right?
I think so. Yeah.
I'll try to follow along here.
I mean, just try to account for the delay, Rob, and we'll see how it goes. You know.
Okay.
But not yet. There it goes. Not yet, actually. All right, it's coming up right here. Now, you missed out. Well, anyway, that was fun, right?
Yeah. It's good clapping.
See how it goes along with it? The clapping?
It's a good one.
Anyway, it's a good track. Fun track.
Cyberball.
It's okay.
Cyberball.
So this is future sports.
Favorite number one sport amongst all robots and androids. Cyberball. This is a Sega Genesis game. I would like to play the ending track. Thank you very much. Cyberball, and that is from composers Brad Fuller, Hal Cannon, Don Dieknit, and Byron Shepherd. Cyberball was a Holico game.
But originally it's a port of an Atari Games arcade game.
That's right.
That's why you have those Western names as the composers. But I think it was just Hal Cannon, Brad Fuller, and Don Dieknit.
Hal and Don. That sounds like a classic duo right there from the 1950s, doesn't it?
What, Hal Cannon Fuller?
Hal. No, just Hal and Don.
Oh, Hal and Don.
You don't hear about too many guys named Hal and Don anymore.
Right, I guess not, huh?
Hal's a good name.
Hal. Hal Laboratories.
Yeah.
Hal Laboratories, yeah. Positive association.
You had a hole in golf.
This is Cyberball the end. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's kind of got a TV vibe to it right there. TV sports, but then it goes into this. It's a little different. That part right there makes me sad.
Really?
Almost like a Neverending Story a little bit.
It actually does sound like Neverending Story a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
I still never seen that.
Well, you will. And the company that will bring it to you is AT&T.
And then we got this graduation. Some graduation.
Oh, here's your commencement ceremony right now, Rob. Rob, I present to you your honorary kindergarten diploma.
Whoa.
Congratulations. Okay, so next up, we're going to hear from... So my last track was from a baseball game, and now we're going to hear from a soccer game, or a football game, if you're from a different part of the world.
Football, mate.
Football, yeah, that's right. Football, mate.
Yeah.
And yet, soccer is in the title of this game, even though it's a Japanese-only release.
Uh-huh.
Ultra League Moro Soccer Daikessen. This is a Super Famicom game, and we're going to hear Stage 6. This is a soccer game that uses characters like Ultraman and those kind of characters. Well, maybe it's just Ultraman characters, I guess. But there might be actually...
Was it like the Bandai or...
Yeah, but this is a Bandai
Takara
kind of...
Takara or something?
Like yeah, it's, yeah, exactly, yeah. So there might be more than just Ultraman characters. There might be... I don't know, there might be Gundam characters in this and stuff or whatever. But Or, you know, a common writer. It might just be only Ultraman, though, characters. But, yeah, Ultra League, Moro, Soccer, Dicason. And we've heard from this many times before. It's a good soundtrack by Kazuo Sawa. And, yeah, this is Stage 6. This is Stage 6 from Ultra League Moro Soccer Dicason, music by Kazuo Sawa. Anyway, it's cool. It's classic, you know, classic, good, cool sounding, kind of somewhat progressive kind of track from this game, because, you know, all the tracks kind of have this kind of, I don't know, kind of have that kind of sound to them. It's almost kind of modal.
Mm-hmm. I like how the guitar sounds like it's down a hall or something.
Yeah, right. There's some reverb on this one, yeah. It's also kind of got this almost Eastern sound to it. Middle Eastern kind of sound almost, you know. It's cool right here. This is kind of cool and kind of somewhat funky, yeah. And also, this track was played special. This is a special sort of remastered version of it, remastered by myself.
How so?
Well, you know, I don't know. This could be cheating, but the... no, not cheating exactly, but...
The Weinbach mix?
It's the Weinbach mix, which might be wrong. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know what the in-game thing sounds like, but... I'll say this. It's like this.
Are you telling me is that you on the keyboards?
It's good.
Here's what it is. All the tracks in the soundtrack, they kind of fade in the beginning. They don't start loud. They fade
sure,
in.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like... It didn't seem like it was supposed to do that. And so I remastered this to nice. Make it so that it
I
did
like
not
it.
Fade in the beginning. And it starts, I mean, it starts clean. So check it out. Listen. That's the beginning. As opposed to if I played this here, I'll do it right now, actually. Why
so
not?
So you took the tracks and made your own mix.
I kind of remixed it a little bit.
Yeah.
I remastered. I want to say I remastered it. But see, in game, though, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's like that. I don't know. You know? I mean, in game, maybe it's like that, but I just thought this sounds like it's getting cut off. You know, I feel like it needs to. I want to hear it. You know, so here, let's just take a listen to what this sounds like normally. See, listen. That's how it starts.
Oh yeah.
Like this. I'll do it one more time. See?
That's no good.
And it doesn't sound like it should do that. I think. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm cheating. This is what it sounds like. Like this. See? It So I don't know. But then, you know, the way I remastered it goes like this.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, it just seems like it's supposed to do that. I don't know. So
I agree. I think you did a good thing.
So now, in the past, I have not done that to the tracks on this game because they all start like that. So whatever. But this one particularly, just because the way it starts, sounded like it needed to start clean and not fade in. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I cheated. I don't know.
Nah. So Japan, they call it football too?
I think they do, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they don't call it that. I would think. I think they call it football everywhere else in the world, right?
Sure.
I think.
Well, I was just realizing I got that Konami Hyper Soccer,
right.
Which is only Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird too.
That it's called Hyper Soccer and it's Europe only. So
that's a fun game, by the way.
Oh yeah. Well. Yeah.
But yeah, that's weird. I didn't think about that.
We'll save your
Europe exclusive.
Save your thoughts on that game for later.
Should have no problem.
Okay. Moving on. Let's go to AWS Pro Moves Soccer.
Oh, okay. Soccer to soccer.
Soccer to soccer. Well, you just passed it to me. No, I have received the soccer pass.
Soccer to soccer, dust to dust. Mm-hmm. It's not just a kindergarten graduation ceremony we're having today.
By the way, I like how I just said, you have passed me the soccer ball and I have received the soccer pass. It's something you would never hear on a professional sports podcast.
I was going to say, you'd make a good commentator. Pass has been received by...
And he passes the soccer ball. And it is received. The soccer ball has been received.
Mm-hmm.
And the soccer ball is moving up the field. AWS Pro Move Soccer is the name of the game.
Not to be confused with AWS Shoe Warehouse.
Or Amazon AWS servers.
I'm just kidding. It's not even called... It's called something else. It's not AWS, but I just thought it sounds like that, though.
Menu theme. Oz Pro Move Soccer.
Jesper Kid.
Let's hear it for the kid.
We'll be right back.
Okay, okay. AWS. Promo soccer menu theme.
This sounds like a horror movie or something. I mean, a horror game or something.
I was thinking it sounded like Terminator or something. Oh. Like maybe it was like cyber soccer or something.
I was thinking that AWS might stand for always scary pro move soccer because it's scary. It sounds like a scary movie.
That would be neat, like a horror soccer game.
Right.
I guess they have those mutant league.
There's that, yeah.
This is it's a long track, right?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There must be a lot of action happening in this menu.
Right.
Situation, you know?
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, next up we got we're going to do boxing. How's that sound? Boxing.
Hey, I like it.
This is a game called Exciting Boxing for the Famicom.
Oh.
Lots of exciting sports games for Famicom that were published by, you know, none other than Konami.
The marketing team's finest worked on this title.
Right. Well, you know, there's a lot of different exciting games. I mean, you know, exciting, whatever, baseball, exciting basketball. Mm-hmm. In fact, mm-hmm. Well, I think Double Dribble is called Exciting Basketball, I think, right?
Is it?
I okay. think in Japan it's called Exciting Basketball. That's I think. Funny. I don't know. I could be wrong about that.
Is Blades of Steel Exciting Hockey?
It could be, yeah. It honestly could be. I don't know. I think. Maybe. Why don't you, we should look it up, maybe. I don't know. You want to look it up, or should I look it up? I'll look it up, actually. Find out. I mean, anyway, well, there's definitely exciting billiards. I know that for sure. Exciting billiards. But this is exciting boxing. What is it?
Yeah, exciting basket. Oh, double dribble.
Oh, double dribble, exciting basket. Okay.
That's interesting. That's weird.
And what about Blades of Steel? Exciting puck?
Skate.
I was going to say.
Exciting puck.
Excited skate.
Exciting.
Konamic ice hockey? Oh, that's Konamic with a C at the end?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's not exciting hockey, huh? Or exciting hawk.
No, I guess it's not very exciting.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of exciting games for that Konami put out. But this is not... I don't think this was developed by Konami, though. I think it was developed by Human. I don't have a composer for it. But this is actually kind of a crazy game, Exciting Boxing. So it's a Famicom game, and it came with an inflatable controller of a man who you punch. You actually punch this inflatable doll of a man, and the force of your punch is what will do, you know, how much damage it'll correspond to how much damage you do in the game on the opponent. So pretty interesting stuff, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. It's neat.
Yeah.
It's like a carnival game.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
I mean, it's actually pretty exciting because your body is getting excited. You know, you're getting physical with... You're actually getting physical with this, you know, inflatable man. So, I don't know where this is in the game, but I feel like it's probably the theme of an opponent from somewhere in the world, because you fight different people from different parts of the world, kind of like in Mike Tyson, you know, mm-hmm. or in Punch-Out. And I don't know. I think this is probably just the theme of one of the opponents. But anyway, so this is Exciting Boxing for the Famicom. Yeah, don't know where that is in the game. Don't know the composer. It's probably developed by Human, published by Konami. And here's a track. Thank you. exciting boxing for the Famicom. And I think that this, I get the sense this is the final opponent, I feel like, you know? Mm. Because it sounds kind of daunting at first, and then there's this inspirational part here, you know? Right here, you know? And it sounds like, okay, sure, yeah. Now you're making some headway. So you're intimidated at first, and now you're finding the way.
I like that.
I don't think it sounds like it, but I kind of get like a cute Gradius kind of feel from it.
Oh, really? Cute Gradius?
I don't know. I see a shoot 'em up.
Well, like it's certainly, it's you know, this is an earlier game. This is from 1987, and this is pre-Konami Drums, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, Konami Drums just get so crazy and good.
Konami Triangle.
Yeah, this is sort of just pretty simplistic kind of, well, there's no drums at all here. And, you know, Gradius, when that came out on the Nintendo, that doesn't have, that's a pretty minimal arrangement. But, so right here, it just sounds like, okay, here comes here's the final boss, you know. Or you're in you're in the thick of the fight, and it's kind of hard work, you know. You know. And then, you're trying, and then here comes the, okay, yeah, there's a hit right there. You just hit him. Good. Okay, you blocked. Mm-hmm. Good. Now keep going. You can do this. Ooh, nice. That was another one right there. You just hit him. Good. Anyway, you're just making headway here. Yeah. Anyway, this.
I think I'm the worst soccer announcer in the world, and you might be the worst boxing announcer in the world.
He hit him. Oh God, there. Okay, good.
That'd be funny if this was just a password screen.
Right. Yeah. But it's kind of crazy that this inflatable controller thing came out in 87, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't some newer, you know, thing that was trying to keep the system alive. You know, this was an early thing, you know?
And just for this game.
Yeah, just for this game, yeah.
It really does look like a carnival game,
right.
Or something. Midway.
Let's see here. Okay, let's hit the links here, huh?
Okay.
I want to go to Pebble Beach.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant hot dogs. No, I'm just kidding.
I thought you meant Atari Lynx.
Oh.
Pebble Beach Golf Lynx. Sega Genesis.
This game is no stranger to the podcast.
That's right. So I got a little something here for you all. Here we go. Sega Genesis music number 3.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this might be tea time.
tea time.
I think that, you know, you'd take a tea break. You take a tea break. I think this could be the tea break, I think. But I'm not sure. But I think it is. And, yeah, of course, this is a great track because, you know, it's T&E. And it's hard to say who composed this track. But I'm going to give you some ideas. If I can find them. It could be Yumi Satake, Yumi Kinoshita. Could be Shigekazu Kamaki. Or could be the original PC-88 composers, who I'm trying to find their names, actually. Because this might have actually been one of them. It's hard to find, though. I don't know. It might be those two, actually, that I mentioned. But this is a good track. This is a good track.
So nice. So nice.
I wonder, could it have been Kazunori Hasegawa or Shigeru Tomita? Maybe. But it could have been Yumi Satake, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I'm giving you some ideas here.
Okay. Thank you. Well,
you're welcome.
You're a man of ideas, man. Always good ideas.
Yeah, I got tons of them.
Really digging it.
Yeah, it could have been... Maybe whoa, even could have been... Was that?
No, I said, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Maybe even could have been Yusaburo Shimojo. Who knows? You got all the ideas that you need, though, for that. Pebble Beach is always just good. You know, they just... Pebble Beach, I mean, it's good. Wrestling.
Okay, now we're talking here, brother.
I got a game here. I was so surprised I hadn't played this on the podcast already, because it was something I was gonna play maybe in the past, and I never played for some reason. But this is an interesting track. But it's called Wrestle War. And we've heard from it before on the podcast, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is this for the Mega Drive? This is for the Mega Drive, and it's... and I think Rob played a track from it a long time ago. This is Match Select from Wrestle War. And the composer, it's an alias, is Anupon. 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 And
how's that?
What?
What is it?
Anupon. And that's basically it. Match Select from Wrestle War for the Mega Drive. This is kind of a weird track. It's a weird track. It's good, though. Yeah, here we go. This is music from Wrestle War, Match Select, and this is from composer Anupon. Yeah, it's got that kind of weird kind of, I don't know, Lydian or Mixolydian sound, I think, or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I love the there's this kind of drum kind of that comes in that
toms,
yeah toms. It's good. It goes like this. I love that boom. It's good. This kind of reminds me almost of Strider from the Nintendo a little
bit.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. Love that. Brrrr.
Okay. I would like to move on to some tennis, if that's okay with all of you guys. You think?
Yeah, it's okay.
Tennis action. The French Open is happening right now as we speak. So let's go with ATP tennis.
This game has so many good tracks. I know this game. ATP Shoe Warehouse. No, I'm just kidding.
Here is a little jam that's listed as sound test number 10. Here we go. ATP tennis. Sound test number 10. Da, 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 da,
da, da. I think the composer on this is Hikoshi Hashimoto. Wait, I said Hikoshi, right? Not Hitoshi. Okay.
Yeah. Hikoshi.
Hikoshi Hashimoto. Not to be confused with Hitoshi Sakamoto.
This kind of just right off the bat sounded like a 80s pop hit, like Tiffany or
totally.
Debbie Gibson or something.
It almost has that Never Ending Story sound to it. That's a little true. Bit, actually.
Yeah, it does. I was going to comment on that exactly.
The beginning, especially. It's, well, kind of.
The Never Ending Story.
Yeah.
Never Ending Story.
This part right here, it almost kind of sounds like trying to keep the secret that the only therein lies a winter is the answer to a never ending story.
I like that delay.
Well, I kind of was trying to make it fit right, you know.
Oh man, oh whoa.
What band was that guy from? Was it Kajagoogoo?
Well, you might be right, but I thought Giorgio Moroder definitely did the score to it.
Sure.
But the Neverending Story song, actually, no, I don't think the guy was Kajagoogoo. It was
another band.
It was another band. It was not. It was. I forgot what their name was, but yeah. But I actually wonder if Georgie Moroder had a hand
produced
in it.
Produced it,
yeah. Produced it or something like that. Yeah. Dance to a never-ending story.
Kajagoogoo.
Oh, it is Kajagoogoo. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. He goes by Lamal.
Yeah, Lamal.
But he was in Kajagoogoo.
Okay, got it. But Georgie Moroder was involved?
I don't know yet. Yeah, he wrote the song and produced it. Moroder did.
Okay, and then this Kajagoogoo guy performed it.
Lamal.
Yeah, Lamal. This is never ending story right here. This is the. It's kind of, yeah. Is it all the way to high? Every light's a rainbow. It's the answer to a never ending.
Story. I like the breath. That's cool.
Oh.
Everyone's gonna like wait for it. And, yeah, I like that. I like that better. Never ending story aside, this does kind of sound Giorgio Moroder-ish.
Oh,
I think like instrumentation.
Yeah, because it's got that diggy 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 thing going. Yeah.
That, yeah. Syncopated disco stuff he does.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. This is what sounds. That right
that,
there, this,
yeah.
that background kind of stuff going, you know. Look, let's get it going here.
Yeah, that's the stuff. A little ear massage.
All right. This is how you make this track. You put all these things together.
Simple arpeggio.
This is just one channel right now.
Industrial dance.
Is that PSG right there? 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, that was good. I kind of went in and out with that one, yeah. Next up, we're going to hear from, you guessed it, Konami Hyper Soccer.
Isn't it interesting that they call it soccer?
Yeah.
No, it's European exclusive.
It's well weird, as they say in England. It's well weird, mate. It's well weird. It's well weird. You know, they call it football. They call it soccer in the States, and then they call it soccer in the States, but we call it football in England. It's well weird. And yet, the guy was only released for PAL in Europe, and yet they call it that. It's well weird, mate. It's well weird.
That's very good.
Nah.
It's well weird, bruv. Well weird, bruv.
Bruv.
Well, my brother told me it was well weird. I looked at it for myself, and it was actually well weird. I mean, the game is well good, but it's well weird though. Can we see, Jamie, I was watching football, and the bloke told me, this bloke at the pub was saying, "Hey, look, I've got this game. I picked up this game for the Nintendo." And it says it's called soccer. I says, what? What's your mean soccer? We don't call it there around here. He says, no, I swear to it, mate. I said, look, it's called football. Konami Hyper Football. Whatever, I can't do it. Konami Hyper Soccer, it's called. And I couldn't believe it, you know. I just couldn't believe me eyes, mate. Yeah. It was like, well, weird, really, truly, mate. Anyway, mate, so what we do is we've got... all right, so what we do really, though, is that it's Konami Hyper Soccer, they call it, or whatever. And, you know, this is released in Nintendo Europe only. And unknown composer, but it's obviously got the Konami sound. It's a Konami composer, definitely. We're going to hear the main BGM. This is the music that you hear when you're playing the game.
Do you know what the track and field is called on the Famicom? Hyper Olympics.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking
about
that.
I just saw when I was looking up.
I was trying to think. It was Konami Hyper Running or something like that. Hyper Running. Okay, so here's music from Konami Hyper Soccer. Konami Hyper Soccer for the Nintendo Europe main BGM. I love that end. It sounds so... To me, that sounds like Norio Hanzawa. Mm-hmm. Hanzawa. Norio Han... Yeah, Hanzawa.
I love this track.
Yeah, this is a good track. You were commenting on how the beginning sounds like Codename Viper.
Yeah,
kind of,
the first level. Right there.
Yeah, totally.
So many... parts to this track.
Yeah, totally. Mm-mm. So good, this part. I love this part. This is another section. So good.
And then you get the Ninja Turtles section.
Yeah, Ninja Turtles, yeah.
Right there.
Totally, Ninja totally Turtles. Ninja Turtles, totally, yeah. I mean, what's up? It's just, it sounds like it's one of the Ninja Turtles.
It's like Konami Best Of.
Yeah, song. It's a sampler. It's a Konami Hyper Sampler. It sounds like Alien Soldier, you know, it sounds like Norio Hanzawa, who was, you know, a Konami composer. It sounds like the sort of right before that loops over in Alien Soldier, the first level, you know?
That's right.
And I love how you hear that those sampled bongos or whatever, you know, what you hear a lot in games like the Yume Penguin Monogatari, and then you hear it in Super Mario Brothers 3 as well, actually.
That's right. I got this game recently. It's really fun.
Uh-huh.
And it actually kind of made me a little angry that we didn't have this game.
Right.
Because it's just like, you know, it's like Blades of Steel with Soccer.
Plus, it's already named correctly
for
us.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. But it's really fun. This is like, you know, the main playing music.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember if you mentioned that.
No, I did, yeah.
Listen to how these Konami tracks are just the best. This is when, you know, this is when Konami was really just going off, you know. Because it's...
Yeah, those drums, what are they...
So
yeah.
Good, it's so progressive.
It sounds like those drums are in Super C and... Roller games.
Yumei Penguin. Penguin, what a good art. But this is 1992, and this is just, you know, I mean, Konami, by 1990 or 91, Konami just started going off, you know, especially with drums, you know.
Yeah.
Konami just was the best, man. They're just the best, you know, straight up. I mean, Konami's probably the best company of all time, pretty much, because they made the best games. Music was pound for pound, kind of the best in a way, and then, you know, just. Funny game, you know, a good sense of humor too. Just Konami, it's Konami, it's going off, you know. It's going off. They had it going on, it's going off.
That ding 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 sounds like something out of Jackal or something, you know, like something kind of a military game.
Uh-huh. And this intro is interesting too, you know.
So cool.
Yeah, it's good. They're good, man. They're good. These Konami guys, they're
just
good.
Would you consider that fusion?
It's kind of... Sounds kind of... It's progressive.
Yeah.
It's fusion-y. I mean, I don't know if it's... Could be fusion. Well, probably not. I don't know. Yeah, well, sure. It's fusion, yeah. I don't know.
I want it to be.
Yeah.
Okay, here. I'm going to finish up here, Brent.
Okay. Finish up.
Super Final Match Tennis.
Oh yeah, more tennis.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And I've got a track here for you all.
What's the track?
Surprise.
Okay.
Roll Super Final Match Tennis. SNES. A little sad there. It's melancholy. Makes me sad. Sometimes you just want to play a track and just, you know, hear the melancholiness of it all. That's how you end the F switch set.
Well, for a full track listing, You can go to legacymusichour.com. You can also comment there, create discussion if you like. And you can also go to, you can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com if you want.
Or give us a call, send us a text. 281-SONIC-91.
What was that?
What was that noise?
That was my,
huh?
I paused it for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my phone, sorry.
Oh, it was your phone. It's the, that was the Konami pause. And so then the also you can you can, if you want, you can get on Facebook. If you want to connect on Facebook, you can do that. You can check that out, like it or whatever, or join it. I don't know, however that works. You can also rate. You don't even need to review the podcast, honestly. There's plenty of reviews. But if you want to just rate the podcast on iTunes, all you have to do is just put 5 stars. That's it. It's so easy. Right. If you want to put 4 because you're not feeling it that much, that's fine too, I guess, but we prefer 5, I guess, right?
And 5 all the way.
Yeah, and but anything less than that, then maybe just don't bother. But, you know, then that's fine, you know. That's on iTunes, okay? But you can always, you know, legacymusichour.com, that's the original source right there. So, that's it. What else? Anything else here? I mean, we got... I mean, that was it. That was the focus on sports, sports theme.
What's coming up
next week, next month?
Next month.
Well, I'll tell you this much: week after next, you can expect another mixtape.
Oh,
got some good mixtapes coming up. We're in the 90s now. We're almost going to hit 100 on those. It's kind of crazy. Almost halfway to. Catching up to itself. Next month, what are we going to do, Rob? Which is another free play, probably, or what?
I think, free play sounds nice.
Okay, so, well, we will do another 16-bit and beyond, or a beyond 16-bit, or a beyond.
People love those.
Beyond fourth generation episode. We'll do that soon. Yeah.
I think that's a guarantee. Absolutely.
I didn't get a couple tracks I was going to play. I didn't end up playing. It was Jack Nicklaus Turbo Golf for the TurboGrafx 16. Maybe you'll hear that one day. And Super Baseball Simulator 1000 or 1.000 for the Super Nintendo. I was going to play some stuff from that. Maybe we'll do a wrestling focus too. We'll see.
I like that, brother.
I mean, you know, you do this podcast for 9 years or whatever it is. Who knows? You know, we could do anything. We have so much time. When will it end? Well, maybe never. So, all right. What else? Okay, so Emily Donnelly does the mixtapes. Thank you to Emily for doing those. I mean, we're getting 2 to 3 mixtapes a month now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going off right there. Thank you to Trevor Ames for hosting us here. And Gabe Castro is our engineer. Thank you, Gabe. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. We're going to be closing on, well, you know, why don't we make it a Power League 2 sandwich? Okay, we started things off with Power League 2 for the PC Engine. Let's just finish it. The developer is Hudson. We heard Bases Empty last time in the beginning. Let's finish off with Results. You know what I mean? That makes sense, right? It's the end of the episode.
See how you did.
Yeah, we'll see how we did. Results. This is a good little... this is a good track here. This reminds me of some good sort of singer-songwriter-y stuff from the 70s, kind of. And that's what we'll close on. Power League 2 for the PC Engine. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am old Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.